君接盘的血缘大家庭全家福。
The family portrait of the Air Force's bloodline.
1995年。
1995.
在叶永青所描述的那间40平方米四人共享的教研室里。
In the 40-square-meter research room shared by four people, as described by the Yanqing,
两种复制机制同时运转。
Two replication mechanisms are running simultaneously.
一边叶永青复印着希尔万的涂鸦。
While the Yanqing was copying Hill's graffiti.
另一边，张小刚与其背靠背。
On the other side, Zhang Ziroding stood shoulder to shoulder with him.
开始对大家庭进行系统性的自我复制。
Start a systematic self-replication within the family.
这一年
This year,
张小刚完成了至少两件构图几乎一致的作品。
Zhang Ziroding completed at least two works with almost identical compositions.
其一为大家庭二号，一家三口均称斗鸡眼。
The family of three, consisting of two people, all have the same eye shape.
凝视，母亲戴眼镜。
Stare at mother wearing glasses.
父亲身着中山装，红色面庞，剖牙的儿子佩戴红领巾。
Father wearing a Jomshin suit with a red face and a tooth. His son wears a red scarf.
该作于1996年参加伯恩艺术博物馆。
This work was exhibited at the Bern Art Museum in 1996.
中国展览之后。
After the Chinese exhibition.
长期未见于市场。
Not available on the market for a long time.
其二。
Secondly,
为血缘大家庭全家福，在几乎相同的构图之上。
For the family portrait of the blood relatives, it is almost the same composition.
仅进行有限替换。
Perform only direct substitution.
父亲改为戴眼镜。
Father changed to wearing glasses.
儿子由红色面庞转为黄色。
The boy's red complexion turned yellow.
依旧捧牙。
Still chewing.
但从红领巾改为工装裤，变化被压缩为参数，结构保持不动。两件作品自此分流。红脸。
However, the change from red scarves to work pants was compressed into a parameter structure, so the two pieces of work were separated from this point on.
儿子进入展览室，黄脸。
Son entered the exhibition hall and was shocked.
儿子进入市场室。
Son entered the market.
后者的路径清晰而典型。
The latter's path is clear and typical.
1996年12月6日。
December 6, 1996.
作为封面拍品。
As the featured item.
现身北京。中茂盛家现实，今天与明天，96中国当代艺术拍卖。
Appear at Beijing Zhongwu's real estate today and tomorrow, the 96th China Contemporary Art Auction.
随后为亚洲私人收藏。
Subsequently, it was acquired by a private collector in Asia.
2002年。
2002.
在巴黎皮尔卡丹艺术空间
In the Paris Perique Art Space
巴黎北京展览中以巨幅海报形式传播
Paris and Beijing exhibitions spread through large-scale posters
完成了海外镀金与符号传播
Completed overseas gilding and symbol propagation
2014年10月5日
October 5, 2014,
在苏富比现代及当代亚洲艺术晚间拍卖中，以编号10348上拍。
The lot numbered 100,348 was auctioned at the Sotheby's Evening Auction of Modern and Contemporary Asian Art.
估价2000万至3000万港元。
estimated at 20 million to 30 million Hong Kong dollars.
无人接盘.
No one is buying.
2015年12月5日.
December 5, 2015.
该作在北京保利十周年秋拍中以1,679万元成交，成绩。
This work was sold for 1,367,900 yuan at the Beijing Poly Autumn Auction in its 10th anniversary, but it was silent.
20年后,
20 years later,
这张脸重新进入流通体系,
this face has re-entered the circulation system.
接盘者为中国娱乐教父王中军。
The buyer is Chinese entertainment mogul Wang Zhongzhen.
2017年9月27日,
September 27, 2017,
由其创立的松美术馆推出首展。
Founded by him, the Song Art Museum held its first exhibition.
从梵高到中国当代艺术，这件斗鸡眼的雪原大家庭。
From Van Gogh to contemporary Chinese art, this collection of paintings featuring the Eye of the Phoenix motif.
全家福与梵高的雏菊，与桂树花，与毕加索的盘发髻。
Family photos, Van Gogh's sunflowers, and Picasso's still life paintings.
女子坐像等杰作并置展出。 构成了一幅标准的资本叙事。
The creation of masterpieces and their exhibition constitute a standard capitalist narrative.
借由西方经典作为坐标,
using Western classics as coordinates,
完成对中国当代艺术的价值背书与合法化。 松，君子其性直上，虽数尺，字亭亭也。 这一命名。
The act of naming value and legitimacy of contemporary Chinese art with Sheng Zhan Zai Shi Sheng, Zhu Yi Chu, Ting Ting Yi.
曾寄托了一种向上生长的理想结构。
Once, it embodied the ideal of upward growth.
然而,
however,
理想的结构很快回归于资本的结构。
The ideal structure quickly returns to the structure of capital.
随后,
subsequently,
数年间,
over the years,
王中军的资本轨迹与个人命运迅速反转。
Wang Zhongzhen's capital trajectory and personal destiny quickly reversed.
2018年5月29日,
May 29, 2018,
阴阳合同事件爆发,
the Yin-Yang contract incident broke out.
其所构建的娱乐帝国随之剧烈震荡。
The entertainment empire he built was severely shaken.
同年,
the same year,
他在中国嘉德一次性抛售13件藏品,
he sold 13 pieces of his collection in China at Christie's in one go.
2019年8月17日,
August 17, 2019,
王中军参加了亚布力中国企业家论坛第15届夏季峰会。
Wang Zhongzhen attended the 15th Summer Forum of the Abulai China Entrepreneurs Forum.
他在论坛环节坦言,
he admitted in the forum that
为了公司的安全性,
for the company's security,
我什么都可以卖掉。
I can sell anything.
对不对?
Is it right?
这位曾自称终极藏家的人物开始系统性退出。
After the famous collector Y began to systematically withdraw from the market.
2022年3月18日,
March 18, 2022,
松美术馆转入九人后。
After the Long Museum was taken over by 9 people,
钢铁少帅丁泽华,
Iron General Ding Zehuar,
其背后的资本结构亦随之更替。
The underlying capital structure also changed accordingly.
北京松泽艺术中心总裁、收藏家丁泽华正式出任松美术馆馆长。
Beijing Songe Art Center President and Collector Ding Zhehua officially assumes the position of Director of Song Art Museum.
2025年5月13号
May 13, 2025
在中国嘉德2025年春季拍卖会的20世纪及当代艺术场次上。
In the 20th and 21st century art section of the Christie's 2025 spring auction in China,
王中军自己的作品
Wang Zhongjun's own works,
北京红色一号曾在2017年拍出368万
Beijing Red 1 in 2017 sold for 368,000.
时隔八年，最低估价仅为30万。
After 8 years, the lowest valuation is only 30,000.
却无人接盘。
But no one was there to take it.
2025年9月13号
September 13, 2025,
松美术馆推出张小刚大型回顾展《读者与作者》，那件标志性斗鸡眼作品品赫然在场。
Song Art Museum launches a large retrospective exhibition of James Zhiroking and the iconic Chicken Eye work, which is a must-have for readers and authors, is on display.
在过去数年间
In the past few years,
他在债权与物权的阴影下
Under the shadow of debt and property rights,
辗转流离
Wandering and homeless,
早已从墙上的杰作异化为账单上的质押物。
Once a masterpiece adorning the wall, it has become a liability on the balance sheet.
经历30年的流转
，through 30 years of transformation，
这张被不断复制的脸
，this face which is constantly being copied，
最终完成了他的命运闭环。
He finally completed his destiny.
他不再指向个体的记忆。
He no longer pointed to individual memories.
也不再指向时代的身份。
No longer pointing to the identity of the era.
只剩下作为资产的可抵押与可转移性本身。
Only the ability to be used as collateral and transferred remains.